This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Mahakumbh Mela 2025 will conclude today in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mahashivratri festival. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking holy dip at Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj since early this morning. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on January the 13th, has drawn over 64 crore 60 lakh visitors so far over 6 weeks, making it the largest gathering of humanity in the world. Mahashivratri marks the divine union of Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati and holds profound significance in the context of the Kumbh Mela. Security personnel remained on high alert, closely monitoring the swelling crowds at Mahakumbh Nagar and the various ghats. Railway is set to operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh for the Mahakumbh devotees on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. The Railways Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri snan and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. Meanwhile, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inspected the New Delhi Railway Station ahead of Mahashivratri today. Talking to reporters yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said special arrangements have been made at the railway station for Mahashivratri. He said a holding area has been set up outside the station where all passengers can come to collect their tickets.
रेलवे स्टेशन पर पवित्र महाशिवरात्रि के अवसर पर विशेष व्यवस्था की गई है. होल्डिंग एरिया बना है स्टेशन से बाहर. वहां पर सभी पैसेंजर्स आके टिकट लेते हैं. टिकट लेने के बाद लाइन में एक व्यवस्थित तरीके से अंदर प्लेटफॉर्म की तरफ जाते हैं. स्पेशल गाड़ियां भी चल रही है. दो गाड़ियां स्पेशल ऑलरेडी चल चुकी है. इसके अलावा जितनी जरूरत होगी उस हिसाब से चलाएंगे.
President Draupadi Murmu will attend a mass marriage ceremony at Bageshwar Dham in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh today. Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, many cricketers, artists and other celebrities will also be present on this occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Assam is now the centre of unlimited possibilities and gateway to Southeast Asia and India. He said that Assam will be a manufacturing hub of eastern India and urged the industrialists to reap the benefits of this strategic location. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati yesterday.
Assam aaj Southeast Asia aur Bharat ke beech ka gateway bankar ubhar raha. इस पोटेंशियल को और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट ट्रांसफॉर्मेटिव इंडस्ट्रियलाइजेशन स्कीम शुरू की है. ये स्कीम असम समेत पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में इंडस्ट्री को, इन्वेस्टमेंट को, टूरिज्म को गति देगी.
The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in the region. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting regarding traditional and sweet seeds of the Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited, BBSSL, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said BBSSL is making continuous efforts to conserve and promote traditional seeds. He also directed to ensure organic production of some selected traditional seeds from different regions of the country and their wide availability in the market from Kharif 2025. In the meeting, Mr. Shah emphasized on preparing a comprehensive database of all traditional seeds of fruits, vegetables and food grains across the country. Ukraine and the US have agreed on a framework for a broad economic deal, including the extraction of rare earth minerals. According to Ukrainian officials who spoke on condition of anonymity, Kiev hopes the agreement will help secure continued US military support, which Ukraine urgently needs. There was no immediate response from the administration of US President Donald Trump. However, Mr. Trump told the reporters that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will travel to Washington on Friday to sign a very big deal. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England will face Afghanistan in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The highly anticipated clash is a do-or-die contest as the losing team will be eliminated from the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.